You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Good morning. You are tuned in to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE Radio. I'm Paul Esposito, station manager, as you know, probably have been since 2004. Hard to believe. 16 years now as the manager of this wonderful radio station. This is WMIE. This is day two of our fall fundraiser here at the station. And here during these early hours, I'm just going to quickly give you an update and perhaps a reminder of what's going on here at the station this week. This is the week where we're raising the money we need to continue this ministry for six more months. Remember, or if perhaps you've never heard it before, WMIE's listener supported. It's due to your financial support and the ministries that purchase the airtime help us to do what we do. And you know what we do, because we do it all year long. It's that time of year once again, friends. We're passing around the offering plate, asking you to put in your very best gift. Help us to raise up $35,000 this week. The good news is we're already over $24,500. We have a remaining balance of only $10,490. That's where we're at. If you'd like to help us today, I'm here all day today until 5 o'clock. If you'd like to make a pledge, call me at 321-632-1000, or on your phone, you can text WMIE to 24365. 321-632-1000.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today, morning, afternoon, evening, whenever it may be. I'm grateful you are tuning into God's frequency today, hence the name of this program, WGOD. That is, as a radio station man myself, I know the truth. I share it with you. The secret that God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you when you go to where He's speaking. He speaks through His word 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're going to tune in now to hear some words from Him. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Prior to that, real quick, WGODradio.com is my website. A lot more information about me and this program on there. Mailing address, again, WGODradio.com. That's the same Facebook page, too, WGODradio. Also, if your church is closed or if you'd like to watch our services, Island Community Church is the name of the Facebook page. We're live around 10:45 a.m. Eastern time, Sunday morning, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 Eastern time. We're live. I'm teaching this through this series, Be Ready Always. Be ready always to give a defense for the reason you have, for the hope that is in you, Peter wrote. So that's what's going on here on the radio. I've entitled this sermon, So You're an Apostle. I know, and I've heard a lot of people who have the moniker apostle before their name. And what does the Bible say about that? What does an apostle look like? Are there apostles? Are there legitimate apostles today? That's the subject matter for this sermon. It's 30 minutes long. It'll play in three parts. So enjoy this. This is part one of this message. Oh, too, for those that are watching on Facebook, if you didn't hear the announcement, yeah, please, thank you, if you moved up. This Wednesday at 6 o'clock starts our midweek series again. Be ready always. So join us Wednesday at 6 on Facebook Live, anywhere in the world that you're watching. And we're going to be right at it in the Word of God Wednesday at 6. Our subject this week is Christian or Catholic. And how do you defend? You know, I've run into someone, I've heard this more than once, when I asked someone if they were Christian. And they told me, no, they were Catholic. What? That's where we're going to start this week, Wednesday night at 6. We'd love to see you. Okay, we are in 1 Corinthians here, chapter 4. Again, greetings to those on Facebook that are watching. You know, we had 1,000 views of the sermon last week on Facebook. What are, like, your police family watching again? I mean, last time we baptized your grandkids, we had like 3,000 views. And we had over 1,000 to the service from last week. So we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Well, I mean, there's still half the state still don't have church. The churches are still closed. I was asking about the kids we baptized, wondering how they're doing in church, and they told me, well, their church is still closed. The whole state. Remind me never to take a job in another state somewhere, Bill. Because I'd last 2 weeks, and they would fire me and throw me out. Because people don't want to hear the truth. That doesn't change anything. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. In my career as a pastor, minister, Bible teacher, radio station manager, I've met a lot of people who referred to themselves or referred to others as an apostle or apostle so-and-so. Now, perhaps you say to that, so what? What's the big deal? Apostles are in the Bible. They're prominent in the Bible. Keyword being prominent. But people mistake prominent for prestigious. So in this message today, I want to address three things. Number one, what does an apostle look like? Number two, how does one become an apostle? And number three, why would someone today call themselves an apostle? Fair enough, right? I mean, this is our text today. We're not taking this out of context. Let's pick it up where we would pick it up anyway. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And our text this morning will directly answer question number one. Save room to write, too, on this handout today. All right, verse 9. For I think, this is Apostle Paul speaking, for I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, as men condemned to death. We have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. Notice the sarcasm now. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour, we both hunger and thirst. We're poorly clothed. We're beaten and homeless. We labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world and the offscouring of all things until now. 1 Corinthians 4, 9 through 13. So what does an apostle look like today? Now here's a short list from this text. A short list of only 18 things. Number one, the apostles consider themselves last. Going in order. Last. Number two,
They looked like condemned men, probably by what the clothes they were wearing, probably because of their bashed-in heads, too. Number three, they were public spectacles. Number four, they were heavenly spectacles. That is, even the angels looked at these guys and said to themselves, wait a minute, these were the guys that walked with Jesus. They were his trusted companions. They were his inner circle. Man, these guys smell. They were a spectacle to angels. They didn't understand it. This was a spectacle to them that they would be mistreated the way that they were, and that these men would be treated like dogs, worse than dogs. Number five, fools. That is, they were treated as fools, like Quasimodo. Anyone remember Quasimodo? Somebody? Who was he? The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Hunchback of UCLA. Notre Dame. Number six, they were weak. Number seven, they were dishonored. By the way, there's a test later. Are you writing? You see, spotting an apostle is like Indiana Jones spotting the communion cup at the Last Supper in a lineup full of cups. Remember that? Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade, and the girl picks the shiniest, nicest cup, and the guy takes it, fills up with water, turns into a skeleton, and he goes, you've chosen poorly. Then his hair, and he falls down and dies. That's what an apostle. Don't look for the shiniest cup. Look for the worst, beaten up, raggedy old looking cup if you want to find the cup of the Lord and what he used for the last supper. That's where you're going to find that. It's not going to have diamonds on it. It's going to be full of mud and old. So they were dishonored. Number eight, they were hungry. Number nine, they were thirsty. Number 10, they were poorly clothed. Number 11, they were beaten. People are writing. Last, they looked like condemned men, number two. They were a public spectacle, number three. They were a heavenly spectacle, number four. They were considered fools, number five. They were weak, number six. They were dishonored, number seven. They were hungry, number eight. They were thirsty, number nine. Number 10 is they were poorly clothed. Number 11, they were beaten. Number 12, they were homeless. Number 13, they still had to keep their old job. They worked with their hands. Paul was a tent maker. Many of these guys, like Captain Jim back here, were fishermen. Most of the New Testament is written by fishermen. Number 14, they are hated or reviled. Number 15, they are persecuted. Number 16, they are defamed. That is, people speak badly of them and lie about them and say mean things about them which were not true. By the way, are you starting to see what an apostle looks like? Two more. Apostles were regarded as, number 17 would be, the filth of the world. And number 18, the off-scouring of all things. I looked up that word. The word off-scouring means scum. And it means to scrape off the ground. Kind of like when you get gum stuck on the heel of your shoe. To scrape it off is what the